Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight you are going to hear two portions of the opera Eberlin by Friedrich Delius. This opera was the first theatrical production of the composer. It was written in 1890 and performed for the first time in this country, the land of his birth, at Oxford in 1953. That was 63 years after it was written. Of course, some people might think he was lucky even at that. Mozart wrote Così fan tutte in about 1790, and the first public performance of that in this country was in 1910, 120 years later. So, as I say, Delius might consider himself lucky in only having to wait 60 years. There are excellent reasons why these pieces are so belatedly heard. The principal one, of course, is that they are both of extraordinary charm and beauty. Those qualities, of course, are fatal in the eyes of most of the British public, the British press, and those responsible for the production of opera. Incidentally, I should mention that you've been enabled to see on the picture tonight some of the costumes, about half a dozen of the costumes that were used in this unlucky production at Oxford. I may say unlucky because, of course, from the practical and commercial point of view, it was a most complete and fatal flop, like most of the operatic productions of which I have been associated in this country.
the stream that led me so sure, so safely to thee, to thee, my own true love.
Ladies and gentlemen, is the end of this evening's performance. I hope you have derived as much pleasure from listening to it as I have from conducting it. If you have, that will be very gratifying, not only to me, but I'm sure the distinguished artists who've been singing and the members of this equally distinguished orchestra. Good night.